Good morning, Audio Boo. How are we? Dean Reed here with my good friend Ray.
Hello.
Hello, how are we? I'll stand on the left channel and Ray can stand on the right. Using the Zoom H1 again this morning. We've just come for a wander, actually. Not in the glorious Peak District, but we're in the, I suppose, at times, equally as glorious Hardwick Estate. The National Trust property that is Hardwick Hall, once owned by the notorious Bess of Hardwick. And as you can probably hear, there is the noise of the M1 motorway in the background. I've got my Zoom H1 attached to my Canon DSLR via the hot shoe, and I'm carrying all of that on my Manfrotto tripod. We've just been and done a quick review of the Terra Nova Voyager 30 bag that I've been using. I've had it for about 6 months now, and various different people have asked me to do a review of it, so I thought, as there was no big walks going to be had today, I thought I'd have a quick walk in Hardwick and do a quick review. Hopefully the wind noise isn't spoiling this again. I need to get myself a better wind protection device, or a spoffle.
Deflector.
A deflector. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, but I suppose the ambient noise of the M1 motorway really does pick up, especially in winter, because of the lack of tree cover at the minute. The leaves have all fallen off the trees here, so the sound really carries through the estate. I'm just about to go over a bridge, crossing a small weir now. Oh, Ray, you know when you were younger, always used to go on that bottom bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
We're crossing the bridge. Health and safety. Just below the bridge, there is a stone-flagged path across the bridge. The lower part of the river itself. But I assume, because of health and safety, and because of the fact that you, the National Trust are probably liable. The stone flags, I dare say, get quite icy and slippery in this time of year. So what would have been the essential route for a small child is now closed off because of the health and safety bods. And I say red tape. There is some of the red and white plastic, like, yeah, it is. So we're just entering the main car park now. The eyesore and the, I was going to say noise sore then, but that's not quite right, is it? It really is a beautiful place, and I wonder what it would have been like 100 years ago. It certainly wouldn't have been plagued to the noise that it is today. But if you're ever in the area, and you're either a member of the National Trust or not, I would highly recommend paying a visit to the house itself, because as this is only a stone's throw from where we live, I've visited the house quite regularly, as we are National Trust members. There's some fantastic tapestries and paintings, everything you could come to expect from a stately home of that grandeur. It's got it all there. Some fantastic gardens as well. And as I just mentioned, we're walking in the estate, and we're by one of the two ponds here. We're at the pond furthest north, I would say. The M1 runs north at this point, isn't it? Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Right. So as we're about to head back into the car park, we're going to get in the car, I'm going to get home, I'm going to fire up the sparkly new MacBook Pro and get this video edited and get it fired up to YouTube, but also get this audio sent to my good friends over there at Audio Boo. Right, speak to you soon. Bye from me.
And bye from me.
Bye from Ray. Speak to you soon.